quad lipids. Oh, fuck, it is the diet kind. Let me explain. Ever since the pseudo-Bede issued his trivia, we have wondered if we can really know the non-corporeal. Why it is dangerous to make love after a copious meal, and even why the grass roots do not die in winter. But we have never wanted to know what it is to drink a diet soda. My sense of relevance may differ from yours, but when I read about Victor Bode, as he so delicately transliterates it, and see him in his combat helmet, hands shackled over his ugly jumpsuit, his mustache like a cocklebur on steroids in the helicopter's wind, I think about Dushanbe, 3 hours from Chitral, 2 from Samarkand, at 38 degrees, 33 minutes north, 68 degrees, 46 minutes east, Eden, where I have been. And about the Russian, Uzbek, English, Farsi, French, Spanish, Portuguese, Xhosa, and Zulu, Mr. Butt is said to speak, without being transformed into anything better than an arms dealer. Let us pause and mourn the screw of this fire-tongued purveyor of the accoutrements of power. Earthly things cannot be fully enjoyed unless one has been completely alone. Prolonged engroupment tarnishes the beautiful, and that is why we have militaries to blow things up. Splendor et fragor, as the old dudes said, fire in their beards, powder in their hands, white knuckled on the bag of money, those blower-uppers, those money-suckers. And so it turns out that John of Salisbury was right when he said the earth was inhabited by men and reptiles, although I take issue with the celestial beings he said lived in the fire. It's a speculative cast of mind. Quack prison aside, but please, can I draw your attention to this here? It is profane. If politics is the new religion, and shopping the new politics, can I get a cheap Chinese solar panel with that?